Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. Wednesday, June the 27th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue with part two of what we started yesterday. We started talking about the United Symbols of America, focusing on the ideal of the understanding that symbolism is what we have, not realism. So what we have been given is a symbol. And our symbols have been interpreted as the thing that they represent. So we have a representation of the original. We don't have the original. But we have brought into the ideal that the representation of the original is original. And so now we need to understand, as we talked about yesterday, that we live in a world of symbols. And signs and symbols rule the world, not words and laws. So everywhere you go, you see a sign. The problem is we don't know that what we're looking at is a sign. We think that what we're looking at is an actual real object. And without the understanding that you have to go beyond the symbol to find the real. Because a lot of times the symbol is an interpretation of the original that has been misconstrued. That's called a mythology. So mythology, storytelling, acting, drama, plays, Hollywood, the entire movie industry is based upon allegories. It's based upon storytelling. These stories, however, sometimes in movie stars go out into the public, and I was listening to an interview by the guy that plays on Empire, and he's known as, you know, Jamal Lyons. But in real life, that's not his name. His name is not Jamal Lyons. His name is Smollett or something like that. But there was an interview that I was listening to where there was people get the symbol confused with reality. That's what happened to you. That's what happened to me. So we all have symbols of reality. We don't have reality. Let me say that again. Because if we don't make that connection, what happens is extremely profound, because we get trapped in a world of mythology. We get trapped in a world of storytelling. We get trapped in a world of myth and fables. And we're not living in a world of reality. And what's, especially when it comes from, or when we talk about it from a monetary perspective, it is extremely dangerous to get trapped in a world of symbolism where you have a symbol of wealth, but you don't actually have no money. You don't actually have wealth itself. And the point of today's message is to help you understand that you have this ability to establish wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship that is not a symbol, but is actually the real thing. Each one of us have been given that opportunity by the Creator. And we are co-creators with the Creator, everybody. So you don't have to settle for a symbol of God. You can actually have a relationship with God. You don't have to settle for a symbol of a toe-curling relationship. You can actually have a toe-curling relationship. You don't have to settle for a symbol of health. You don't have to walk around and act like you're healthy. You can actually be healthy. Actors, being an actor is a dangerous thing. Because if you act in a lot of roles, I remember back in the day, and I was watching this movie, and me and my wife joke about it, because the guy in the movie was acting like he was married. He was acting like he was a father. He was acting like he was a husband. And in the middle of the movie, he stopped and he said, okay, who am I in this role? He had forgotten the role that he was playing in the movie that he was acting. So many of us, we live in a world that is based upon actors or based upon allegories or based upon what is called realism. Now, the reason why this is so important, you have to write your own novel. You have to develop your own characters. You have to understand the art of story writing. That's what Westworld, the whole series of Westworld, is about, and why it is so profound. Very few people understand the esoteric art of what is called loosing trust. Now, without getting into the esoteric details of the misinterpretation of the light bringer and what is called theocracy, which is the ability to understand what Lucifer, the light bringer, the bringer of the dawn, means. This inability to understand that Lucifer created a symbol of heaven because it fell down in light. And so we are all, blood is congealed light. Blood is dumbed down light. Blood is slowed down light. Everything in this universe is a dumbed down version of the original. Helen Blavatsky overstood this and wrote a book called The Secret Doctrine. And in this book, it breaks down some of the things that have been misconstrued in this dimension. And without understanding that there is a long line of definitions and interpretations that existed pre-Christian. So the word Lucifer occurs only once in the entire Bible, and that is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12, which says, "O heart, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" So the nations were weakened with the fall of light. You and I are hue man. Hue means color. Color means bent, fallen light. Lucifer is a symbol of something else. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Lucifer is a symbol of a deeper meaning. Money is a symbol of it. So how do you create your own symbols? That's what I've done unknowingly until I was educated on the art of what I was doing. Because I didn't know that if you write your own contract, as I did in real estate, I didn't know if you write your own move me's. I need you to move me. How can you move me? Well, you got to write your own movie. So when I was in my 20s, I wrote my first full-length move me. And it was called The Emerald Bible. And I performed my first move me. And I have it on tape. And I did that way back in the day when I was a, you know, young preacher and was given a platform or a place by which to write my own script. And I developed characters out of thin air. Let me say that again. I developed characters in a play called The Emerald Bible. And I wrote a bunch of plays. And I performed these plays in front of an audience. And the audience came and watched the symbolism that was in the form of a word. It was in the form of an image. It was in the form of an object. It was in the form of a person. This person represented an ideal that I had pulled out of thin air, so to speak, because I wrote the script myself. And I unknowingly was creating what I'm trying to get you to understand today. As a creator, I did not understand the power of creation. I didn't know it. I didn't know. I've just been doing this all my life. Like you, I didn't understand the power of my giftingness. Like you. Like, I've been doing my purpose all my life. So when I tell people that's inside of a life management system, you are doing your purpose. Now, I've been doing my purpose since 8 years old, and I didn't find my purpose until I was 50. So what happened between the ages of 8 and 50 that I could not see the worth and value of being me? Because I was always running. See, I got destination addiction. I was always going to get my purpose the whole time I was being my purpose. Now, Yahushua said in the Bible, now, I didn't make this up. Yahushua is the first born of many brethren. Yahushua is the first realist. He's the first allegoryist. He's the first symbolist. Yahushua. Yahushua had the ability to develop details first by a allegory. He called it a parable. And he said in the book that you hold very dear, which you worship, but you shouldn't worship the book. You should worship the writer of the book because the book is a symbol. A book represents a deeper thought. But we're stuck, not you, but people you know, we're stuck on worshiping symbols instead of realism. That's the secret doctrine. It's really interesting because when we really think about the whole concept of the reality of the world that we live in, this concept of Lucifer is because Lucifer is a symbol of a deeper realism. It's interesting because, again, it's only mentioned once in Isaiah 14:12. That's the only time in the whole Bible you see this word Lucifer. In the original Hebrew, the word literally means bright star. It means shiny one. It means Ben Hanakash in the Hebrew. And we have it also in the Greek. But the translators of the King James Version of the Bible, knowingly or unknowingly, mistranslated it. In fact, Dr. Robert Fluid, F-U-L-U-D-D, broke down something that was very, very important. And he broke down the connection between the word Lucifer, which means light bringer. It means bringer of the dawn. It means shining one. It means morning star. The word has no historical, astrological evidence or meaning. Meaning that the term morning star actually means Venus or the planet Venus, which means that the word Lucifer in the Bible that occurs in the one verse in the chapter of Isaiah where we get our entire doctrine of Lucifer or Satan or the devil from this one verse of scripture that was mistranslated pretty much, because that's also the same name that's given to Yahushua, morning star. And so the inability to connect the dots to trace back the symbol back to what it really represents is called etymology, which is what I do. So the ability to take the definition that somebody else gave me of, for example, Lucifer, which, and again, in reality, Lucifer or Luciferance, which is what it really means, is, again, the interference of light. It doesn't mean that you bring light. It means really that you're going to interfere with light. But if I take the definition, the narrative that was given to me by the writers of King James Bible or any other Bible, then I have the wrong narrative. I have the wrong realism. I have a symbol, but I don't have the right meaning. That's the problem. 99.9% of us on this earth, we have the right words, but we have the wrong meanings. And many of us don't know how to come up with our own symbols, with our own meanings. So the first millionaire that I bumped into, well, not the first, but one of the millionaires, one of my friends who was a client of mine, and he's like, man, Doc, you're going to be a very wealthy man. And coming from a millionaire who was already a wealthy man, I didn't understand that 5 years ago or two, however long, ago it was. And this millionaire told me that you're going to be a very wealthy man. And the reason he said it is because he said, you make symbols. I didn't understand what he meant, but I couldn't tell him that because I wasn't at the place where I'm at right now. So I act like I knew what he was talking about. Because I wanted to save face, I didn't want to come across as being ignorant. So I just played like I understood the game. Now remember, there are hidden codes and social norms. The only way that you can understand these nonverbal clues is if that somebody explains them to you. If you go to Russia and you're not Russian, you don't understand the Russian culture. You have to get a Russian to explain Russian culture because it's not written down in a book. You can't go get a visitor's pamphlet and learn everything about the Russian culture. You got to hang out with Russian people. You got to hang out with Italians. So I unfortunately or unknowingly was able and have been developing culture. I never joined a culture because I never had one. So I never learned anything about black history. I never learned anything about a black culture. So I never exposed my children to black culture or black history. So they don't have it. I don't have it. So it's real easy for me to abandon black culture and black history because I never had it. So people who have black culture and black history, they are dumbfounded that it was so easy for me to marry outside of my race. And I was like, what's the problem? And so now I understand because I've been indoctrinated or educated about black culture. Because I hang out with all my, like one of my millionaire friends who's a Jewish guy who, you know, man, he said, dude, I like you, but I can never sell my business to you. I can never sell real estate to you. Because for my culture, we don't sell to your culture. I didn't understand. I just thought if I had the money, I could buy it. That's not the way it works. The universe does not work like that. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people, especially a lot of members that's a part of the life management system, don't understand that the laws of the universe. And without understanding your unique vibrational identifier, that's your signature, that what myself included, so the new level that I'm at, there are some members that are struggling to understand that level because they don't understand why I no longer sell things to people that's not my vibrational equivalent. Because I now understand symbols. Now I've been making them. Let me explain three things you got to do. Number one, you got to make symbols. Number two, you got to keep and establish the meaning of those symbols. And number three, you got to grow the culture that houses that symbol. If you're not doing those three things, you're not an icon. You're not creating your own world. You're living somebody else's definitions. If you're not writing words, and if you're not creating words, and you're not creating the definitions of those words, like the word cleronomics that I created, and I made the definition of that word, and now I'm monetizing that word, if you're not doing that, then you're not a icon. You're not a creator. You're not of the God kind. You're not of the God class. You're still of a mankind. You're of the man class. Now, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You could be a part of the plant kingdom. You could be part of the animal kingdom. You could be part of the bacterial or the microscopic kingdom. But the goal is to be a part of the God kingdom, the God kind, the God class. I'm in the God kind. I'm in the God class. And I'm creating, and I want other people to understand the laws of the God kind, the God class. Gods recognize other gods. God doesn't recognize you because you're not vibrating like you. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, I'm not making this business up. You can read it for yourself. In Psalms 82, it says, Do you know that ye are gods, but you will die like men? You're not a man, brother. You're not a man. So why are you acting like one? Because you don't know. That's why I was acting like one. So I stopped acting like a man when I realized that I'm not a man, that I'm made in the image and likeness of a god. Now, I'm not saying that I am God. I'm saying that that a donkey gives the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. I've never seen a donkey grow up to be an ape. I've never seen it. If you've seen it, take a picture of it and send it to me, and I'll stop teaching. I've never seen nothing that has not been genetically manipulated, genetically engineered. The reason I did the last series, because they're using technology to keep you from being God, to being a God kind. My sons and daughters got my blood in their bodies. If my son grows up to be a Chinese, then something's wrong. My son is African-American, and he's black and white. So if my son or my daughters grow up to be anything other than African-American and European, Welsh, they have a Welsh, they have an Irish background from their mother. They got a Native American. I don't even think I'm African. In fact, I can't trace my lineage. All of my lineage, I trace them back. They're from Wisconsin. They're Cherokee Indians. There's black Indians. So I'm not really an African American. I'm just a Native American. Because as far as I can tell, as far as I went back, and I went back at least about three or four generations, maybe further back, but as everybody, I can't find nobody in my family tree that's from Africa. But they're all Native Americans, Cherokee Indians. So my children, if they grow up to be anything other than that, then the laws that I'm living by are flawed. But so far, I cannot find a snake doesn't grow up to be a giraffe. That's what the Bible talks about when he says that after its own kind, you're supposed to stay in the lane of your kind. But there is some people in this harmonious arrangement, they are using CRISPR-9 to create you after another kind. God says when that shit start happening, I'm shutting this down. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man. God is going to interject himself into this dimension when people start to creating other kinds. You're supposed to stay after your own kind. So I want you to start creating after your own kind. If you can do what I'm doing right now, if you got a voice box, you're made in the God kind. Only gods can do this. Only gods have vocare. Only gods have V-O-X, voic, in the ancient text. Now, Yahushua says something that is extremely, extremely, extremely important. We gotta break this down before we continue so that way you can start creating your own symbols. You can give them their own meaning. Number one, you got to earn money. Everybody is earning money. Number two, you got to earn health. It's not free. You got to earn it. Now, some people suffer from white privilege, and they ain't white. Matter of fact, most Negroes suffer from white privilege. They don't know it. Would you know that white privilege affects black people? I used to be one. I was a Negro walking around thinking that somebody owed me something because I've been through something. Now, I just got rid of that demon, and not very long, just a few years ago. For years, brother, for years, I walked around in my brain, somebody owed me something for free. Why? I had a bad childhood. I paid my dues already, so I don't have to work. I don't have to do nothing. I have privilege. Why? Because somebody owed me something that is due. Now, there's a lot of people who have that same virus, that same demon, when you walk around thinking somebody owes you something. Boo-boo, let me be the first to let you in on the secret. Nobody owes you shiznits. You got to earn it. So the first thing that we got to address when we talk about developing systems, which are symbols, that's all a symbol is, a system. I just have to change the words so I can attract more people. So that way y'all can understand. How do you create your own system, which is your own symbol, based upon your own definitions of your own beliefs? Now, can you use somebody else's? Absolutely. If you find somebody else who's already done, don't reinvent the wheel. But if you can't, like I couldn't find a system that I had, so I had to create my own. Now, I told my daughter this when she was young. She was at the University of North Texas. They pulled her over. She had done no work. And they said, well, you know, we like you. You're a good dancer, but you're a little too thickums. So you can practice. You can dance. But on Friday night at the football game, doing a halftime performance, that little 30 seconds that we got, that we work like Hebrew slaves for 30 seconds on the field, I don't understand dance. But, you know, hey, my daughter wanted to be a dancer. So she came to me crying because the coach told her, you can be on the team, but you can never perform. So same thing I told my daughter 5, 6, 10 years ago, however long it's been, I'm telling you. Find a system or create your own mother beep, 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 beep system. So if that works for my children, it is working for me, it'll work for you. Find a system, symbol, or create your own system, symbol. Let me say that again, because, see, there's a lot of people, y'all are waiting. I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, I do know, but you gotta stop waiting. Because, see, number one, you got to earn it. Number two, you got to keep it. Number three, you got to grow it. If you're not doing those three things, your dog is not hunting. A lot of people can earn money. I know a lot of people, they make big money. Look at the there's a few athletes, black athletes, who earn millions of dollars. They're just talking about Zach Prescott, I think his name is Zach, whatever his name, the Cowboys quarterback. He's making $600,000 this year. They say next year he's going to be signing a contract from $20 to $50 million to throw a football. So he's earning money. Now, my question, if I could sit down and look at the young man, I would look him in the eye, say, okay, dude, you're getting ready to sign. You got the potential to sign this contract, and you're going to make, again, $20 million. How do you keep that $20 million? That's stage two. Number one, you can earn money. You're good, boo-boo. We all earning money. You go to work every day. You get a check every day, or you got your own business. You are earning money. There's nobody listening to me that is not earning money. Now, you may be only earning $10 an hour, or you may be earning $100,000 an hour. The amount is irrelevant. What's important is that You are earning a symbol. Now, you didn't create it. You didn't create money. I didn't create the dollar. Did you create it? No, I don't think so. The Rothschilds created it. This is their symbol. So you need to create your own symbol of wealth. Now, if you like the Rothschild symbol, the dollar, no problem. Again, join a symbol or a system or create your own symbol or system. I created my own symbol, my own system called the Life Management Symbol, because I could not find a university there, number one, that would let me teach without a teaching certificate. I also could not find a university or a school that would let me teach without a PhD or a degree in that particular subject matter or that particular lane. I also could not find a university or school that would let me teach theocentric. Now, my degree is in theocentric business and ethics, theocentricism. Now, my degree is from a non-accredited school. So when people are asking me, okay, Doc, you call yourself Doc, you know, where'd you get your degree? Well, I didn't get my degree from a non-accredited school. There's one school called Quantum University. There's a lot of non-accredited schools. Now, they're not better or worse than accredited schools. That just simply means they're not accredited by the accreditation agency of the United States of America. It's called the Department of Education. Now, anybody can start a school. I have my own university. It's called Eagles University. And I issue certifications. I have certification as everybody that's part of the Life Management System will be receiving these degrees, these certifications. You become certified as a wealth creation specialist. Now, this is all on my website. If you go to masterteacher33.com, you will see the symbols that I have created with nobody's approval. Now, everybody that I know tell me, Doc, you can't do that, brother. Now, when I was 19, well, first of all, even before that, when I was freaking 13, they said, you too little to play football. And I was like, well, I want to play. They said, well, you know, you can't play. Now, the same size I was when I was 13, it was the same size I was when I graduated. But I let that marinate for a while. The same height and weight, my brother, everybody else in my family grew. I didn't. Now, the coaches thought I was going to grow. I thought I was going to grow, but, you know, probably eating Snickers, because remember, I was homeless, so all I ate every night was 6 Snickers. So a diet of Snickers is not as good as my brother who was eating, you know, I call it steak, it was pork chops and mashed potatoes and green beans, because he lived with my grandmother. So my brother, he had a diet that consisted of more nutrient-dense foods than I did. So, number one, he does not have the dental issues that I have because he didn't eat Snickers. And number two, he grew a lot bigger. Now, the reason that I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding is because systems. Your job is to find a system and join it, or you got to create your own. That is how the universe works. So now we've got to talk about how do we create systems, because all I did was create systems. And then after I created these systems, then I monetize these systems. And as I monetize these systems, I grow these systems. You got to do the same thing. That's what I teach inside the Life Management System. That's where I'm looking for facilitators who understand the value of creating your own system and then monetizing your system and then scaling that system. That's called earn, keep, and grow, which is another word for create, monetize, and scale. Now, without doing that three-step process, which is all I teach in the Life Management System, your dog will not hunt. If you cannot create, if you cannot monetize your own creation, and then if you cannot scale or grow your own creation, you have to join somebody else's system. You must deploy yourself or you must be employed by somebody else. So we've got to talk about creating these systems. Because nothing on this universe works unless you create these systems. And so Yahushua taught about this when he talked about symbolism and when he said he only teaches in parables. Now, what is a parable? Because this is what you should create. You should create a parable. I have a parable. I have a bunch of parables. Because I learned everything that I teach from Jesus or Yahushua. Because his dogs hunt. So he gets something called an IMR, immediate measurable results. Now, a parable is a short allegory. A parable is an allegorical story designed to illustrate and teach a truth, meaning something that is real. Let me say that again. A symbol. Now, remember, we live in the United Symbols of America. Everything in this world is a symbol. The United States is a symbol of something else. The United States is not a real thing. It's a symbol of something else that is real. So if you don't understand and trace the United States, which is the United Snakes, which is united, which means a group. The word united means you get a bunch of stuff and they come together. Actually, there was 200 things that came together. They were called fallen angels. They came together and they united. And these were United Snakes. Another study for another time. So without understanding that the United States of America is a symbol of something else, it's a fictitious corporation. You can just go to, you can go to Google and pull that up. So everything that you do is a symbol of something else. So you have to understand how the United States was created, and you got to create your own United States. You got to create your own world based upon your own world, W-H-I-R-L. Which creates your own W-O-R-L-D. And then you take the L out of the world, take Lucifer out of the world, take Lucifer, take the L out of your gold. Gold is a symbol for God. Gold is God with Lucifer involved. Lucifer intercepts the light of God, which gives you the symbol of gold. Gold, G-O-L-D, is a symbol of G-O-D. The world, W-O-R-L-D, is a symbol of the word, W-O-R-D. Because in the beginning was the word. It wasn't the world. The word created the world. So when you intercept Lucifer into the word, you create the world. Let me say that again. When you interject the light, when you intercept, the word Lucifer means interceptor of light. He deforms or fractures light. That's why when you shine white light through a prism, you create color, which is called hue, which is another word for color, which is another word for existing, which is another word for man. That's a symbol of something. That's a parable. So Jesus came on and he started teaching a bunch of parables. And most people could not understand the parables because a parable is something that conveys meaning. So let me ask you a question. What is your parable? What is your parable? What is your allegory? Without a parable, without a meaning, you live in your life and you don't have a meaning. That's called purpose. What do I do for a living? Tell people their meaning. There is no job on earth that is more important than what I do. That's why I did Canary Reports. That's what I do. Because I tell you your parable. Now, the word para means to put alongside, P-A-R. Again, if you go to the original meaning, now remember the word parable is a representative. It is a symbol of something. So I have to understand P-A-R-A-B-L-E means something. Everybody has words. Very few people have meaning. Everybody has a life. Very few people's life means something. Most people live their life with no meaning. When you woke up today, what is the meaning for you to get out of bed? What is the reason that you got out of bed? If you live your life and you don't have no meaning, then you go to prison. Everybody that I've never met a man in prison, and I've met a lot of men in prison, none of them have no meaning. That's why you can go and rape a woman if you don't understand the meaning of the woman. That's why you can regulate women. That's why you can go over there. I was just reading in Saudi Arabia where women just got the right to drive. There was 120 women. They was all excited. They was the first 120 women in the history of that freaking country that got a driver's license, and it is 2018. Are you serious? This is true. You can go to Google and Google it. I just watched the video. These women were smiling. They was laughing. They was having a great. First 120 women in the history of Saudi Arabia, they just got their driver's license like a week ago. Driver's license in that country was gender specific. You could not drive. I didn't know this. This was news to me. I was dumbfounded. I was baffled that women are just now able to drive in Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia is an advanced country. That's the oil country. That's where all the money comes from. And you mean to tell me women are just now learning how to drive? That just blew me away. See, the word parable, it means saying. It means it is a saying or a story in which something is expressed in the terms of something else. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. This is in the Latin Vulgate and the Septuagint, which is the two primary documents that I read, because those are the documents by which you get all your beliefs that we call Christendom, which means cretin, which means dwarf idiot. Now, I'm not making this up. If you're a Christian, I ain't calling you no dwarf idiot. The meaning of the word, brother, the meaning of the word, sister, that's what it means. I did not establish that meaning. Go talk to Noah Webster. I didn't write the dictionary. Noah Webster did. And in that, it says Christian is a dwarf idiot. Go read Black's Law Book. I didn't make the meaning. Now, if you want to talk about the life management system, if you want to talk about the Eagles Club, if you want to talk about the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly, if you want to talk about frequent intense training, I established the meaning of that organization. All of the symbols, I wrote them. All of the meanings, I established them. So if you got a problem with the frequent intense training, you can talk to me about it because I'm the author. I authored, and then I rose above everybody else. That's why if you're not an author, your dog does not hunt. There's nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice that, especially if you're part of the life management system, and if you don't have a book, if you haven't authored a book, if you haven't published a book, because that's the only thing that is symbols. It's a story. Symbols are stories. The ability to write a story. The next step is to act it out, to be an actor in the story. See, an allegory and symbolism, these are modes of an analog. In other words, symbolism and allegories, parables, they both represent one thing or one concept in terms of another thing or another concept. In other words, I'm going to tell you a story about farming, but I'm trying to explain astrophysics. I'm going to talk about flying, but I'm talking about spirituality. I'm going to personify a person, but I'm really talking about your body. I'm going to give you a Bible, but it's really talking about your biology. I don't know if you understood what I just said, so let me say it again. I'm going to give you the Bible, and I'm going to take your biology, and I'm going to put it in the form of a person, and I'm going to give it names, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Deuteronomy. These names are a personification of organs inside of your body. It's an allegory. Jesus said this. I didn't say it. Jesus said, I'm going to give you a Bible, But I know you're going to think and you're going to take it like it's real. And you're going to take it like it's concrete, but it's not. It's an allegory. But most of you do not understand the meaning of a parable. The word para, again, in the ancient text, I'm not making this up. You can look it up. Go to dictionary.com and type in the word parable. Go down to the bottom of the page where it says word origin and read it for yourself. It says, I'm going to pull alongside of you, and then I'm going to bowl you, B-O-L. It means throwing, casting, beaming. It has to do with a ballistic. It's a ballistic. It's like a bullet. It's like I'm going to throw you a bullet. It literally means throwing beside. A parable is something that I'm going to throw alongside of the original meaning. A parable is not the original. A parable is something that's alongside of the original. A parable is a copy of the original. It's not the original. In the New Testament, the stories that Jesus told, they all convey a religious meaning, like the parable of the prodigal son, or the parable of, you know, the Good Samaritan, the parable of the seeds, the sowing of the seeds. These are all parables. All throughout the New Testament, which is a collection of books based upon, again, our entire belief system, especially if you're from the West, it is a symbol. A parable is a symbol. Jesus wrote symbols, and he established the whole religion. I wrote symbols, and, you know, I make a lot of money doing symbols. It set me free from my 9-to-5. I was working for somebody else, now I work for myself. The way that I was able to start working for myself is I wrote my first parable. It was my first parable. The first parable that I ever wrote is on my website. It's called FITNESS. It's a parable. It's a symbol. And back in 2012 or 2011 or whenever it was, I did my first fitness boot camp based upon the word fitness. And then with that word fitness, I developed a acronym, which usually parables have. And I broke down frequent, intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, and sleep or recovery. And with that word, each letter is a symbol of something else. The elf in the word fitness in my parable means something else than everybody else's. So the elf doesn't mean free. It doesn't mean fight. It doesn't mean friend. There's a lot of words that starts with an elf. But I developed, now I didn't know what I was doing. Until my millionaire friend told me, say, oh, dude, do you know what you're doing? Now, just like me, you don't know what you're doing. Right now, you're a multimillionaire doing what you're doing. Now, you probably like me, when I was in my 20s, hey, man, I was just, you know, trying to make some dollars and get through life. I didn't know. I didn't know the value of the system that God gave me. See, God gave you a system. It's called a pattern. It's called a Dia Canina. It's called a destiny that I put inside of your Dia Canina report. You was born with that. You ain't got to go to college. You ain't got to go to take no damn classes. You don't need no Reverend Dr. Bishop. You don't need no curanderos. You don't need no shaman. You don't even need me. All you need is your knees and your God. Hell, you don't even got to get on your knees. You can just say, Father, why am I here? That's it. If you ask God, why am I here? He'll tell you. Because that's what I did. I'm just here to help you get in connect with you so that way you can unite all the symbols that are inside of you and establish your own America. Now, you are in a country that is based upon symbols, but this country doesn't tell you how to create your own symbols because they want you to use their symbols. So why would I tell you how to make money, or why would I tell you how to grow and prepare your own food if I want you to eat at my restaurant. If I tell you how to plant, grow, harvest, prepare your own food, you don't need me anymore. So if I'm a doctor and the only way I'm going to make money is if you are sick, why in the hell would I tell you how to be well? Now, I need you to understand what America is. America is a country based upon symbols. They don't want you to understand the meaning of the sacred etymology of symbol making. This country is a country, the open secret of all of the esoteric theological Luciferian metaphysical esoteric symbolism is that each symbol symbolizes something. They don't care if you use a symbol. They just care if you understand the meaning of their symbol. So if I flash what they call the hooking horn sign, like UT with a two finger, they don't care if you understand that's a Luciferian symbol. They don't care. They do care, however, if you understand the meaning of that Luciferian symbol. Then you got a problem. They don't care, whoever they are. And now let me tell you who they are, so that way you understand. They don't care if you understand that signs and symbols rule this world, not words and laws. Confucius said that. Symbols are used by reptilians, or what they call reptoids in the ancient texts. R-E-P, rep, and toid, T-O-I-D-S. Now, that's a study in itself. That's about a 7-hour series to understand the reptilian humanoids that are reptoids. This breaks down sociopathic and psychopathic behavior, which is only able to be administered by true lizard reptilian Canaanites, Kingsmen, Kissingers, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and all of the demagogues that are chimeras, which is a whole other study for another time. This is what they call the secret of the vial, V-R-I-L, viral. This is what's inside of the movie Jupiter Ascending. This, again, symbols. The reptilians, they don't have souls like you and I do. They are hybrids. They're what they call walk-ins. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. Reptilians, they exist through the ability to use you as a walk-in. And we talked about the blood types that are preferred for walk-ins. This allows them to walk in and exercise. Y'all see all of a sudden, you know, Kanye is acting different than what he used to act. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of what I'm saying, because anybody can make statements without backing them up. So reptilian humanoids, this is all part of this collective thing that we know as Satanism or Luciferianism, which is what? It's a symbol. It's a sign, and it's a symbol of something else. So you have to understand, what is the symbol? It's a symbol of some type of a control, preferably, usually, mind control. Now, we live in an environment of symbols. Brothers and sisters, I cannot put it in no other way other than just to say it. It is extremely important to understand. You have to understand the symbol-making process. Now, today's message is just a general message. I'll be talking about the symbol-making process later on in the year in my pay-per-view session, where I'm going to break down the step-by-step process of what I do and what everybody else do that understands the parabola, or what they call parabola, or Ebola. Y'all know what Ebola means? It means the meaning. It means meaning. It comes from the Latin word parala, from a French word parli, parli, which means to speak. The word parable, my brothers, the word parable, my sisters, means in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, I create what I speak. If you are not doing that, if you do not understand the ancient art of the Christian magicians, which Jesus was, and he's seen, you do not understand the art of symbol making, you do not understand how to create your own symbolism, your own systems that is based upon one, create, two, monetize, three, scale, which is you earn it, you keep it, you grow it. Since you can't earn it, you're not eligible to keep it. That's why the IRS can take it. And your damn show can't grow it. You should never spend your principal. You only spend the interest. The dominant culture knows that. The melanated culture does not. That's the difference. This is called, don't tell nobody I told you, the priestcraft. Back in the ancient text, these members of the priestcraft was called Christadelphians. It's based on where we get the word Philadelphia. Philadelphia comes from Christadelphia. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type it in. I triple dare you to go to Google and type it in. Don't believe me, brothers and sisters. I'm just a poor black man from Forest, Texas, that has pimped the game. And now I sit at the table of the royals, and I'm not royalty. I don't have old blood. I'm not no blue blood. I'm not from England. My last name is not Schwarzenegger, Kennedy, Rothschild, or none of the other names. But yet I have the ability to do the same thing that they do, and you have the same thing. But what is the difference between them and you? Symbols. The ability to do what they do. Jesus says, I'm in this world. That means that he understands it, but I'm out of this world. Jesus said, I'm going to use their system. What is their system? Parables. What is a parable? I create what I speak. Jesus said, I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. If this is foolishness, why in the hell am I going to present a symbol when I can just give you the original? Excuse me. But their system is based upon a system of illusion. You have to know how to play the game. That's why you're on earth, is to learn the rules of the game. And I teach the rules of the game in the life management system to the people that are tuned in. Everything that I've done on my website, if you go to my website, masterteacher33.com, you're going to see a lot of stuff. Those are all symbols that I created. Look at the word fitness. Go to my website. Click on the link at the very top of the page that says, again, right underneath where it says home, it says frequent intense training. Click on that link and read it. What is that? That's a system. That is a symbol of something else. That is a symbol of health. That's not health. It represents the things that you could do by which to establish health. That's a system. That's a symbol. Now, my question to you today, how many symbols have you created? How many parables have you written? Oh, none? Oh, boo-boo, you got to get started, bro. You behind the game. Now, remember, go to dictionary.com, type in the word parable, go down to the bottom of the page. You're going to see replaced old English bisspell, B-I-S-S-P-E-L-L. You don't even know what that is. I don't think I'm really ready for that one yet. But we're going to break down bisspell later on in the year. Then it says in the Vulgar Latin, parabola, meaning word, hence Italian, parlare, French, parler, to speak. A parable means to speak. Is there anybody that can speak? Okay, that puts you in the God kind. You're of the God class, but you don't know it. You're supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to be saying a story. You're not supposed to be regurgitating somebody else's. Write your own story, man. Write your own story, sis. Why are you regurgitating somebody else's story instead of writing your own? You've been hoodwinked into believing then you can't write a story, because you cannot create. And so therefore, you're not acting like God, so God doesn't respect you as God. Gods respect other gods. You're made in the image and likeness of the big G, but you're not acting like the image. You're not acting in the image of the big G. A parable is the base of understanding. That's just first base. We ain't even scratched the surface yet. We will be talking about, and I will be explaining, the step-by-step system when we get into the series that breaks all of this down for you in a step-by-step process, because you can't teach this over the public airways. We got to teach this in private. What are we going to teach, Brother Will? What are you going to teach us? See, the fall was the result of man's knowledge. His eyes opening means that man fell. The hidden knowledge that was exposed to man, so to speak, when we talk about Lucifer, is a symbol of a deeper meaning, meaning Lord of Phosphorus, brimstone, fire and brimstone in the Bible. This is what is called, again, a mind mem or a mental principle. Now, without understanding the true meaning of the word Lucifer, because, again, it is a, Jesus says, I only teach in parables. Everything in the Bible is a parable. The Bible itself is a parable. It's a representation. It's a symbol. What is the Bible of? The Bible is a symbol of the body. Everything in the Bible represents. Now, remember the word parable means I'm going to tell you a story in which I'm going to express in terms of something else. I'm going to tell you a story about religion that really is talking about your body. That's a parable. I'm going to tell you a story about a farmer sowing seeds in the ground that doesn't grow, and then some ground did. And then I'm going to tell you a story about, again, talents, and I'm going to give every man some talents. One man going to bury the talent or the tenant or the money, but I'm going to tell you a story about a man that's burying money and another man who's making the money grow, but really that story has a meaning. It means something totally different. A parable is a story in which something is expressed in terms of something else. The whole Bible is a parable. This is called mythology. It is a symbol of something else. We live in a world of symbols. Everything that is presented to you is a symbol of something else. So the alphabet is a symbol of something else. It's called a rune. Every letter is not a letter. It is a sigil. Letters, the letters A, B, C, D, E, F, G, those are not letters. Those are symbols. They mean something. What do they mean? This is called runic magic. If you do not understand when you say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, what are you doing? You are practicing the ancient art of grammar casting. You're a witch and a wizard, and you don't know because you went to elementary school. Elementary school is a symbol that means something. What is a symbol of? Elementary school is a symbol of the ancient mystery schools. That's what it's called elementary. It's elementary. Mystery is mystery. These are the mystery schools of ancient Egypt. El means God. Mental means mystery, mentalism. So elementary school is a symbol of something else. Everything in America is a symbol of something else. Don't try to change it. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to debate it. Understand, how did ancient Egypt establish all of the symbols? An obelisk is what? A pyramid is what? A pharaoh is what? Hieroglyphics is what? All of ancient Egypt is what? Symbols. of what? A deeper meaning. Don't go to Egypt, man, and tell me you went over there and you saw the pyramids. Come, go to Egypt and come back and tell me, what do the pyramids mean? Why are there pyramids all over the freaking country, not only in Egypt? There's pyramids in America. There's pyramids in Central America, Japan, China, Brazil. There's pyramids all over the world because pyramids are electrical capacitors. They're energy converters. They're frequency generators. Tell me that. Tell me what things mean. Don't tell me what they seem. Tell me what they mean. If you cannot tell me what they mean, and then if you cannot establish a symbol and tell me what your symbol mean, and tell me how you're going to monetize and scale, then you're not a creator. Excuse me. You're not a co-creator with the creator, the life management system. Now, again, and let me be very clear. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you're already creating symbols. You just don't know it. When I was 8, I would go into people's garages, and I would, well, 8, when I was 13, I started when I was 8, but when I was 13, I mastered my craft. I became a member of the priest craft, and I became a Christadelphian. Well, we get the English word Philadelphia. The Christadelphians were a group of priest crafts who mastered their craft of being a priest. That's what Hollywood is saying, but Hollywood is a symbol of a deeper esoteric order. Now, you can follow in that dilemic order of the Golden Dawn or any other of the orders that are out there, or you can create your own order. Or you can be after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus Christ is after the order. What order are you after, brother? What order are you after, sister? I have focus, discipline, and order. It's extremely important to understand the order. Not order, order. O-R-D-E-R. Tomorrow we'll continue with part 3. As I continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that signs and symbols rule the world, not words nor laws. Who make the symbols? Who give the symbols their meaning? You do, brother. You do, sister. It is time for you and I to stop playing church. And time for us to start creating realism through allegory and symbolism. In literature, literature delivers meaning by creating artificial order into what we call reality. This is called realism. This is aesthetic realism. It is the symbolism that creates realism that is based upon spiritualism. If you can understand that statement, your life will never be the same. Because after today, you will take symbolism that's based upon your realism that comes from your spiritualism. Your spirit will take control over your soul and will manifest it through or in your body. That dog hunts right there, brother. That dog hunts right there, sister. So please join me, join the life management system as I teach you how to create your own symbols and how that symbol is going to be based upon your own realism and how that realism is based upon your own spiritualism. Your spiritualism establishes your realism establishes your symbolism, not somebody else's. If you can understand that 3-step process, then you will be able to earn money. You'll be able to keep your money. You'll be able to grow your money. You'll never work again for anybody else because you'll always have principal. You never spend the principal. You only spend the interest. The principal creates interest. The interest is what you spend. The principal is what you are in. The interest is what you spend. The principal is what you are in. And your principal comes from your purpose. If you can understand that, you're part of the priestcraft. You're part of the priesthood. You're not a peasant. You're a priest. And you're a royal priest at that. You're a member of the God kind. You're a member of the God class. Carry yourself as such. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours for sure. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back of all my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.